It's time for Pacers Weekly.
Indiana's done this all season long. They get down by 15-plus points at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. They rally back. Sometimes they win. A handful of times they don't. But it's been a stunning season in terms of comebacks this year for the Indiana Pacers. Plenty of 20-point comebacks. And that was true again last night. Maybe their most impressive version of that. Indiana allowing a 22-0 run to Cleveland in the first quarter. They were down by season-high 22 points after the first quarter against Cleveland and LeBron James. And Indiana came back for a 97-95 thrilling win at Bankers Life Fieldhouse last night. The win moves Indiana to 22-20 on the season. They get 3 out of 4 in this homestand. And that last win, maybe the most important of the four, because that means they're going to take a little bit of momentum to the road where Indiana is about to head on their longest road trip so far to date this season, 5 straight out west. It begins in Phoenix. The team is leaving in just about 20 minutes or so. So we head to that team plane now. That's where Jeremiah Johnson is, and he kindly adjusts his time to join us now. JJ, what were your thoughts last night on an emotional win? There have been so many of these games like this year, but this one felt a little bit different. It's one thing to do it against Detroit. It's another thing to do it against LeBron James and the Cavs.
You summed it up pretty well, Pat. I think it was interesting. Earlier this week, we sat down with Victor Oladipo, and we asked him, what was his best moment of the first half? And it took him a while to come up with it because, really, there have been so many. And eventually, he said, the comeback against the Nuggets was nice. And he referenced, I think, the Spurs game as well and maybe the win against the Cavs. But it is amazing how many games we have seen already this season, now just past the halfway point, that have been memorable, the kind of games that you kind of wake up the next day and you say, did that really happen? Man, that was really cool. And for the Pacers, they just have to get, some victories at this point, given the tight race in the Eastern Conference and what you expect from some of the competition around the Pacers in the East. But just to kind of step back and look at that game, the perseverance and the experience that they gained in the first half of the season and coming from behind, I think created a calmness throughout the night when I think fans and even media members, I think people were starting to wave the white flag at the end of the first quarter, and I never once sensed any panic from the huddles or even from the guys, and it was an important second quarter to kind of chip away a little bit, and then you go into the locker room at halftime. When you're only down 14, that doesn't seem nearly as bad as what you faced in the first quarter.
We're going to hear from Darren Collison. He's with Chris Denari a little bit later in the show. You, though, had Lance Stephenson, who played 30 minutes, scored 16 points, 11 rebounds. And not surprisingly, in just about all of these big comebacks, Lance Stephenson has had a part. For those who didn't hear your interview, what did he have to say, and what were your major takeaways with Lance?
First off, before we even started the interview, he just let out a scream. He says, "Woo-wee!" And I think that was just typical of what you have from Lance because he's so emotional. And we ended the interview the same way. But he acknowledged that they weren't playing Pacers basketball in the first quarter and that, the defensive intensity wasn't there. And I think it's one of those things that Lance is able to observe, and it is so fitting that his role off the bench is really the perfect role for him. And when the Pacers did not have Victor Oladipo, it was almost a twofold issue because they didn't have Victor Oladipo to start the game and be in the game really throughout and everything that he provides, but they also didn't have Lance Stephenson coming off the bench. And so I think, Lance helped in the first half a little bit, but really he helped a lot more in the second half. And I think it's a credit to Nate McMillan. He's able to monitor what Lance is doing and what he's bringing the team. And some games he gets him out and some games he keeps him in. And he came in late third quarter and he never left the lineup. And Lance is one of these guys that, there are probably not more than 5 or 10 people in the NBA that have as much confidence in going against LeBron James as Lance does. And you could argue maybe that he crosses the line a little bit, but I think that confidence is infectious because I think there are some teams that, in those situations, sometimes maybe they back down to LeBron James, and Lance is never going to do that. And I think it creates a little confidence in amongst his teammates as well. And so, Lance talked a little bit about that, getting under LeBron's skin. He said he just wanted to kind of, needle him just a little bit, which he did. And if you think about it, Pat, it's a 1-point game late, and that 1 point, you could argue it came from the free throw on the technical from LeBron. So, Lance was a big spark, and as he has been so many times, in these come-from-behind wins.
Jeremiah Johnson is joining us as the Pacers are just about to take off on their road trip. JJ, it starts in Phoenix. One thing that's kind of interesting to me, we talked a lot with the team in this homestand about four straight at home and the opportunity it is to lay a nice foundation before they head out on this road trip. And it seemed like no matter who you talk to, they wouldn't really bring that up, the whole homestand. And then after they won this fourth game here, it's all they wanted to talk about. Victor Oladipo, Darren Collison talking about how a win like last night can carry over onto the road. As someone who's with the team here right now, what's your sense now? You win that game, you win three out of four at home on a potential carryover effect as you guys get ready to go to Phoenix and five straight on the road.
Well, think about where this team was, Pat, a week and a half ago when you'd lost five in a row, and I think people were really starting to question some things, and you could say that it was no Victor Oladipo that was the big reason, but you still have to get Victor back, and you've got to win some games. And you think about a four-game homestand outside of Chicago, you played three, you know, basically playoff teams. I mean, Milwaukee, Cleveland, Miami. I mean, Miami's playing as good as anyone right now. So while you have those at home, nothing is a given, and Cleveland was so angry, so determined. LeBron was fired up to make amends for what had happened. To win two of those three games, I think it's pretty good. And just the vibe right now on the plane, I mean, walking in, if you'd have lost that game last night, whether you lost in a blowout fashion or even in a close game, I think everyone would be a little bit down, and everybody right now has a pretty good feeling about themselves. No one's, you know, pounding their chest, bragging about anything. But I think there's a confidence with this team at all points in games, and I think at all points in the season. And I think that we've seen enough of a body of work right now from the Pacers that if they get down, if they have a rough couple of games, no one's going to hang their heads. No one's going to give in. And you can expect they'll respond. And they respond in games and they respond after games. So I see no update at this point yet on Miles Turner. Even when I asked Nate McMillan yesterday about it, he said he would be reevaluated on Saturday. So we hope to have a little bit more of an update on Miles if and when he could return. And we'll look ahead to the entire road trip because it is odd that we are past the halfway point of the season while the Pacers have had multi-game road trips. I think three games is the longest road trip the Pacers have had. Most of them have been one-game varieties since Thanksgiving. It's been you go somewhere, you come right back. And so I think this is good for team bonding, even broadcast team bonding. I think we're looking forward to having a couple of days in Portland and just looking forward to this trip. You can learn a lot about a team and when you're away from home for 9 days, and we're going to visit some locales that aren't exactly bad to visit. So all in all, a lot to look forward to, both with this trip and with Pacers Live pregame at 7:30.
All right, Jeremiah Johnson joining us. Hey, you can tell the pilot that you guys can take off now. We are good.
Yeah, we held the plane just for you, Pat, so we'll send you the bill a little bit later.
I know you did. He's Jeremiah Johnson joining us. They're about to take off for Phoenix. A whole lot more Pacers Weekly coming up here in the 10 o'clock hour. When we return, we will hear from Mark Boyle and Nate McMillan, Pacers radio play-by-play voice and head coach. Talk to us next on Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct. We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Victor Oladipo. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they are one of the 10 largest companies in the state, providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at CNOINC.com. That's CNOinc.com. And let's go, Pacer.
Through our local associates, Stanley Security, one of the world's leading global security providers, has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and service to the commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities. Stanley is a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and the official security products provider of the Indiana Pacers. Find out how Stanley Security can provide a solution for you at stanleysecurity.com.
Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream, where I can chase adventure like Maui and Moana.
Dream big with Rapunzel.
Annapurna's family is forever.
And Belle shows us beauty is found within.
At Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream. Coming to Bankers Life Fieldhouse January 17th through 21st. For tickets and show information, visit DisneyOnIce.com today.
You're listening to Pacers Weekly. I'm Pat Boylan. We are live on The Circle in downtown Indianapolis. We're with you from 10 to 11 a.m. every Saturday morning during the Pacers season. Maybe their most exciting win of the season. Indiana's had so many big comebacks, but against the Cavaliers, against LeBron James, a 22-point comeback for Indiana's 22nd victory of the season. That was also game number 42. So the start of the second half of the year, Indiana's 22-20. On the year. Recently, Pacers play-by-play voice Mark Boyle had the chance to sit down with head coach Nate McMillan. Let's hear their conversation now, Mark.
Thank you, Pat. The Miami game, Nate, the other night was your 41st game, which means you're halfway through the journey. Seems like a good time to assess where you're at on a general level, even understanding that you'd always like to have more wins. Are you pleased with the way the team has progressed through the first half of the season?
Yeah, I'm happy with, you know, the way we've played. You know, we've come together and we've been able to win some games and really create a style that we feel we're capable of playing. And when we're at our best, you know, we're defending, we're forcing stops, rebounding the ball and able to get out and establish that tempo. So we've been pretty, you know, up and down with that, and I would say in the month of December. But we've figured out a style that fits us that we want to try to continue to grow and play the rest of the season.
So are you saying that the pace you're playing at right now, which is probably not as up-tempo as you had hoped at the start of the season, is working well with the personnel you have?
Well, I think that's the pace that fits this team. You know, it was working well early in the season. We were getting stops or teams were missing shots, one of the two. And here in the month of December and going into January, we've had trouble getting stops. So we've been playing out the net, and that's difficult to do when you're playing against a set defense. And so, you know, what we need to improve is the intensity on the defensive end of the floor. You know, rebounding the ball, and we've shown that when we're capable of doing that, we have the speed to get out and put up some points.
From a personnel standpoint, you have introduced both TJ Leaf and Joseph Young to the rotation recently. Limited minutes, but minutes during important parts of the game. Are you pleased with the way they've responded? Will you continue to give them opportunity?
I really am pleased with those guys. Early in the season, I thought TJ was a little timid out there. He went down to the G League and played a couple games, and he's come back, and he's played much better on the defensive end of the floor. Offensively, he's been pretty consistent with his play there, shooting the ball well. But I've really liked what I've seen from him, the growth on the defensive end of the floor. The same with Joe. We're using Joe certain nights when we want to get pressure on the ball. He's been done a good job of really disrupting the rhythm of these guards by being able to pick up full court and pressure the basketball. We know that he's capable of scoring as well, and both of those guys have really done a nice job here lately. You know, when we had injuries to Victor and some of our guys have been out getting playing time, they've done a solid job for us.
Road trip begins in Phoenix on Sunday. It's your first extended trip of the year, and although the record on the road is sub-500, it's, I think, safe to say that you've played a lot better on the road this year than you did last, and there's reason for optimism going out onto this trip. What are you looking for when you go on an extended road trip for the first time?
Well, you know, it'd be an opportunity for us to get out here and bond and build even more chemistry. We haven't had a long road trip. Our road trips have been, you know, at the most two, maybe three games. This will be the first long road trip for us going out west. And, again, opportunity to see where our team is at and the growth of playing out on the road and going out against some of the Western Conference teams.
Pacers coach Nate McMillan, kind enough to spend some time with us here on a Saturday morning, as he does on a regular basis throughout the course of the regular season. The Pacers closed that four-game homestand last night against Cleveland, and now it's a five-game road trip starting Sunday in Phoenix with visits to Utah, Portland, Los Angeles, where the Lakers will host, and San Antonio before the Pacers return home. I'm Mark Boyle. Let's turn things back over to Pat Boylan.
All right, Mark and Nate, thank you. When we return, we started the show with Jeremiah Johnson. There's Mark Boyle and Nate McMillan. Let's go inside the locker room. Chris Denari with Darren Collison. Collison with 22 points last night. That led the Pacers, but it was his defensive stop. He probably wasn't expecting going into the game to being matched up on LeBron James on one of the final key possessions of the game. But that's where Darren Collison found himself late last night, and he excelled, forcing LeBron out of bounds and a turnover, ultimately aiding in the Pacers' victory. When we return, it's Chris Denari and Darren Collison on Pacers Weekly.
Jason's Deli offers a variety of healthy options, starting with a salad bar that has over 30 items and many organics. We believe in wholesome ingredients, awesome taste, and no surprises. Thanks to our decades of experience in fresh food preparation and delivery, Jason's Deli is able to provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for all your catering needs throughout the Indianapolis area. Come visit Jason's Deli today at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, 82nd Street and 116th and Allisonville Road. Check us out online at jasonsdeli.com.
Jack's Donuts is sweetening up a Pacers win. The day after a Pacers victory, visit your local Jack's and mention the Pacers win to receive a free 12-ounce coffee or regular price donut. With more variety, more donuts, and more choices, Jack's is the place to celebrate a Pacers win. Visit www.jacksdonuts.com to find the Jack's Donuts location nearest you.
Hi Pacers fans, this is Chris Denari. Did you know that Indiana has some of the hardest water in the country? To improve the quality of water in your home, do what I did. Choose a whole home water treatment system from Kinetico. Our glasses no longer have a chalky white film, our sinks and tubs stay cleaner longer, and I know our drinking water is safe for the whole family, including my dogs Granger and Bailey. Visit KineticoIndy.com today to set up your free in-home water test. Kinetico, official sponsor of the Indiana Pacers.
Pacers fans, don't miss a game just because you're not in front of a TV. You can watch Pacers basketball anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
Stevenson scores and a foul.
Never miss a moment of the action. Launch the Fox Sports Go app on your phone or tablet. Sign in and stream the Pacers.
Here goes Oladipo.
Take every game, pregame, and postgame along for the ride, no matter where you go. Watch Pacers basketball on Fox Sports Indiana. And when you're on the move, stream the Pacers anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
Pacers Weekly on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. Darren Collison had 22 points, a Pacers high. He had his first nine shots last night against Cleveland. But it was a defensive play doing just enough against LeBron James that maybe was his biggest impact last night. With just 5 seconds remaining, he got switched on to LeBron, forced him baseline, forced him out of bounds, and ultimately helped the Pacers in victory. And after the game, Chris Denari had a chance to sit down with the Pacers point guard. Chris?
Thanks a lot, Pat. With one of the heroes in Friday night's win against the Cleveland Cavaliers, Darren Collison, I mean, what an environment, what a game, what a win.
Yeah, it's a big-time environment. You know, those are the games that, you know, you want to play in. You know, those are the games you remember, you know, as your career goes on. Even though it's a regular season game, you know, it's still fun to play in. And, you know, I'm just happy that we're able to get a win, so it makes it that much better.
All right, take me through some of the huddles. You guys are down 34-12 after a quarter. They go on a 22-0 run. What did Coach McMillan say? What did you guys say to each other as you got ready for the second?
Well, I think we had a little momentum at the end of the second quarter. What kind of settled us down, and we was able to just keep being aggressive and stay on the attack, really. You know, we've been in this position before, so there's nothing much we can do, you know, or say, you know, just go out there and play.
Yeah, I thought one of the keys was making it a manageable game, as you said, at the end of the second quarter. It was a 14-point game. You played really well. You scored efficiently in the third quarter. What was the key for you?
Just stay aggressive. You know, usually I'm the facilitator, and I was trying to set up and, you know, get everybody involved, trying to set the play up. But, you know, I felt like this game in particular had to be a little more aggressive. So, you know, once, you know, I had games, you know, where, you know, my teammates, they know when I feel it. They just, like, keep going, keep going, keep going. So that's really what it was.
Is that something for you, too? You've played a lot of basketball against Jose Calderon. Is that a matchup you like?
I don't know. You know, it's just, I think for me in particular, I don't care, you know. It doesn't really matter, you know, who was guarding me. I was going to still be aggressive, you know. Once you're feeling it, you know, you got to you know, you got to stay aggressive. You know, so I don't think, regardless if it was Jose or not, you know, you just have to stay aggressive in that situation.
All right, you doubled up the Cavaliers 32-16 in the third quarter. After being down 22, you take a two-point lead in the fourth, but quickly that goes away, and the Cavaliers led by as many as five. What was the surge? What was necessary to give you the win down the stretch?
We really played some really good defense down the stretch. We did a good job on LeBron. They were coming off a back-to-back, so we knew we could see that they were a little bit tired. But team defense, I mean, it's probably one of our best games down the stretch defensive-wise.
Yeah, I think about the big shot, of course, by Victor Oladipo to give you the one-point lead. But you mentioned it, the defense. Let's go to that final play. The second to the last play, LeBron missed the three at the end with, you know, a few seconds left. But you get matched up with him in the corner, 5 seconds to play. What was going through your mind?
Prayer. I don't know. Just you really got to toughen up and play defense. And, you know, you live with the results. You know, he's a great player for a reason. He makes a shot. You know, that's something that, you know, he's been in. He's been in that position before. But, you know, you really got to toughen up, play defense. And, like I said, you never know what can happen.
Yeah, you think about that. You not only caused him to step out of bounds. If he would have been inbounds, he missed the shot in front of you.
Yeah, I heard. So it was even better defense.
All right. How big was this win from the standpoint you start the second half of the season knowing you have a 5-game road trip ahead?
Yeah, it's not going to be easy with this road trip. But, you know, wins like this, you know, it carries on a good momentum for us. You know, we're going into a West Coast. You know, teams play a little different than, you know, how East Coast teams play. But, you know, I like the vibe that we have. You know, we had a good home stand. We were playing some really good basketball. Even though we lost to Miami, I feel like we still had a chance to win that game. So, you know, we just got to keep it going, and continue to play together.
Darren Collison had 22 points, 9 of 11 from the field, continues to be red hot from three, and the Pacers win for the third time this year against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Darren Collison, my guest, inside Daenerys Den. Back to you, Pat.
All right, Chris and Darren, thank you. He had that big play on the second-to-last defensive play, forcing James out of bounds, and as Chris noted, James missed that layup as well. Collison then missed the first, made the second free throw to put the Pacers up by two. With 1.4 seconds, Kevin Love threw a fantastic pass to LeBron James, who had a fadeaway three at the buzzer to try to win it for Cleveland. That shot was online. It just missed. Thaddeus Young was on the defense on that one. And when we return, we will hear from Thaddeus Young on his perspective. And by the way, his first answer to this question here coming up, you're going to hear after the break, might be the best answer we have heard from Thaddeus Young in 2 years of covering him. That interview coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Glenn Robinson III. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. And for every three-pointer we make this year, CNO Financial will donate $50 to the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 18 years, CNO Financial has donated more than $275,000 to the Pacers Foundation to help support young people in Indiana. Learn more at PacersFoundation.org or visit CNOINC, that's CNOINC.com, and let's go Pacers.
Through its local associates, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hey Pacers fans, check out this great offer from Papa John's. The day after the Pacers score 90 or more points, you score 50% off regular menu price online orders at papajohns.com with promo code Pacers90. Only from Papa John's, official partner of the Indiana Pacers.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Valid online only on regular menu priced items at participating locations for a limited time.
Not valid with any other coupons or discount.
Limited delivery area.
Delivery fee may apply and is not subject to discount offer.
Taxes extra.
Pacers fans, check out the new Pacers team store located inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Get all the best Pacers gear plus the best brands, including Nike, 47, New Era, and Under Armour. Also, make sure to look for the game night specials during all Pacers home and away games to steal a great deal. Can't make it to the store? Grab all the gear at thepacersteamstore.com. The Pacers Team Store, the place for all your Pacers needs.
Live on the Circle in downtown Indianapolis, you're listening to Pacers Weekly. I'm Pat Boylan. The Pacers heading on the road for five straight. It begins tomorrow night in Phoenix. An 8 o'clock tip will begin right here with Kroger pregame show at 7:30 on television as well. We heard from Jeremiah Johnson at the top of the show. Phoenix, Utah, Portland, L.A., Lakers, and San Antonio coming up. So while it's five on the road, it's a not too menacing of a road trip. Phoenix and Lakers really struggling. Utah, Portland, both winnable games. San Antonio will certainly be tough. The Pacers return home Wednesday, January the 24th against Phoenix. That's your next chance to purchase tickets. Be at the Fieldhouse or Pacers.com/tickets. If you were at the Fieldhouse against Cleveland, you certainly got your money's worth last night on Friday. The Pacers with a 97-95 win. In that game, final play, Collison misses the first free throw, makes the second. So Indiana goes up two. 1.4 seconds to go. The Cavs are out of timeouts, so they have to throw the ball the length of the floor. And Kevin Love threw an absolute dart to James, who was moving from the right side of the floor to the left side of the floor. He caught the ball and had a decent look for a win. It looked like Cleveland with 1.4 left had only a prayer remaining, but James got off a fantastic look thanks to a Kevin Love pass. It was Thaddeus Young guarding LeBron James on that final play. And after the game, I had a chance to ask Thaddeus Young about what he saw on what was nearly a disastrous final play, but ultimately ended up in a Pacers victory. Here's Thaddeus Young on that play.
First thing I thought was, how in the hell did he throw a ball all the way down the court, pinpoint to a certain point in the corner, to where he can able to get it? He's able to get a shot off. That was probably one of the best passes I've ever seen. But very, very pleased that we got a good contest on it. But not pleased that he actually got a look off it. I think he made that same shot against Washington last year, and we definitely wanted to be a remake of that, but. I'm just pleased to get a win. You know, guys played well. We started off a little slow, but we got ourselves back into it.
They go on that 22-0 run. They're threatening to blow you guys out in the first quarter. What were those early huddles like? You guys have so many of those comebacks this year, but to do it against LeBron James and in a fashion in which they started felt a little bit different.
We just went into the huddles just basically saying, we've been here before. We understand, what we need to do to get back into the game. And it was three quarters left. That's a whole lot of time to get yourself back into the game. You just got to keep playing, keep fighting, and we just used that spark of energy that we had each and every quarter and just kept pushing.
James had 27. It took him 25 shots to get there, though. It was a lot of Boyan, a lot of Lance, some you. What were your thoughts on the collective effort on him?
He's seen a lot of different bodies, so I think that was the biggest thing. It's hard to wear a guy like LeBron down, but I think we did a good job of just, keeping bodies in front of him and just making him take tough shots and taking away other guys out of the game at certain points.
Darren, Vic kind of alluded to a win like this and what it can do as you get ready for this road trip. What can it do?
It can spark a lot for us, especially the type of team that we are. We're able to go out and, put together four or five, six, seven, eight wins and be fine and get ourselves back into that, that top four hunt. But at the end of the day, we just focus on this game, which is Phoenix, and going out there and getting a win.
All right, that was Thaddeus Young after the Pacers win last night over the Cavaliers. He was on LeBron James talking about that pass from Kevin Love. Luckily able to joke about it with 1.4 seconds remaining. It looked like the Cavs were sunken, and LeBron James got a pretty good look off, a chance to win for Cleveland. But luckily for the Pacers, it missed a 97-95 win for Indiana. We have a whole lot more on Pacers Weekly still to get to you. We've only heard from Mark Boyle once. Let's hear from him again. We will hear from him coming up shortly in the program. Again, Pacers versus Phoenix, Wednesday, January the 24th. If you missed your opportunity to be there against Cleveland last night, you don't want to miss out on this one. Pacers.com/tickets is your opportunity to do that. And in fact, the Pacers close out the month of January with 4 of 5 at home. It's Phoenix on the 24th, Orlando on the 27th, Charlotte on the 29th, and January the 31st against Memphis. Again, Pacers.com/tickets is how you can be there. When we return, we'll hear from Mark Boyle again. We'll see who he's tracked down in his travels around the NBA. He comes up next on Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
knew we were getting married, so correct. We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848.
Steak and Shake now has 24 meals for under $4. So after the game, you can feast on an original double and cheese steak burger meal, a triple steak burger meal, a chicken fingers meal, a chili cheese footlong meal, or any of the other 20 meals served with our famous thin and crispy fries, each under $4. Of course, you could also go to Steak and Shake before the game or during the game. There doesn't even have to be a game. You could go anytime. You could literally go right now. You're gone, aren't you? Hello? Get 24 meals for under $4, only at Steak and Shake.
Jack's Donuts, a family business and locally owned, is a proud partner of your Indiana Pacers. With 13 Central Indiana locations and 60 varieties of donuts, Jack's Donuts is a fan favorite. More variety, more donuts, more choices. Come see us. Jack's Donuts, since 1961, with 13 Central Indiana locations and over 60 varieties of donuts baked fresh every day. Learn more at jacksdonuts.com.
The Harlem Globetrotters will dribble into Bankers Life Fieldhouse with their action-packed world tour on Monday, January 15th at 2 p.m. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Feel the dunks, see the ball handling, experience the antics that will have kids of all ages laughing the entire time. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters at the Fieldhouse for a special MLK Day performance at 2. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com.
Pacers Weekly continues on 1070 The Fan, 107.5 FM. I'm Pat Boylan. Pacers and Phoenix Suns. 8 o'clock tomorrow night. We'll begin right here at 7:30. If you'd like to catch the Kroger pregame show, you can tune in then. Or just listen for the entire weekend to 1070 until we start at 7:30. Jeremiah Johnson has you then on Fox Sports Indiana as well. A little bit later in the show, Mark Monteith joins us live. Eddie White goes around the house with one of his always interesting guests. But we've only got to Mark Boyle once. And we are due for two Mark Boyle appearances on this show. So let's go back to him. He is with Jim Jones, who is a former Cavalier and a Cleveland Cavalier color analyst on the radio broadcast. Mark Boyle, Jim Jones now, Mark.
Thank you, Pat. We have seen the Cavaliers go through at least some version of what they're going through now in past seasons, where they have dominant stretches and then stretches where they struggle more than a championship caliber team should. We've seen that again this year. Is that any different from recent seasons?
I don't think so. If there's any difference, there's no Kyrie. But there is an Isaiah Thomas, who's a tremendous threat, who can get his own shot, who can play off the ball, who can give us similar things that Kyrie gave us. No one can replace a great scorer, shooter like Kyrie, especially under pressure. But this guy is the closest thing to him because he averaged 28 his last year in Boston. He was second in the NBA in fourth quarter scoring. And so he's no joke, you know, and he shot almost 90% from the free throw line, and he got to the line 8.5 times a game. So what we're trying to do is force feed him. We want him to be reasonably good before the All-Star break. So they threw him right in the fire. And he had a couple good games on adrenaline, and then they gave us a preview of what to expect. He's pretty good.
I think it can be dangerous to judge a team based solely on statistics, but they can be instructive. The reason I mention that, Jim, is this. The Cavaliers, statistically speaking, are an extremely bad defensive team. Are they that bad?
We are right now. When we won the 13 games straight, we were pretty good, defensively and offensively. Tristan comes back. We change our bench rotation. Channing Frye was a fundamental part of how we spread the floor with that second unit. Tristan took his spot, and the second unit just struggled a little bit. So the rotation changed. Isaiah comes in, the rotation changed again. You know, because Calderon didn't need to score, but he was pretty good at distributing the ball. Our starting five has struggled, and they've struggled in the backcourt as far as scoring and defending. And you know that defense starts out front. And if they're not defending, it makes it awfully hard for the guys in the back to give you help through rotation. So we've got some fundamental things that we can cure. I remember a man once told me that you always try to control the controllable and minimize the uncontrollable. And that's what we need to do.
They are the defending conference champion. They have won 13 games in a row this season, so there's reason to be positive. Assuming everybody's healthy, do they need to make any changes? Are they good enough to win with what they have?
That I don't know, because we don't know how good we can become. This is the best. We've got 7 new players, and we have a lot of veterans. I don't know how good they can become. This is a little different mix than what we've had in the past, but it's very potent. Wade still has something left, so we got to watch his minutes until the second half of the season. But there's a lot of great possibilities. Can we get there? If we start now, I think we can.
If we, for the sake of this conversation, Jim, agree that the Cavaliers are still the best team in the Eastern Conference, where do we see the primary challenge coming from once the playoffs start?
We can't beat you guys. We never could. I mean, we could be on a winning streak. And
well, I would remind you that you did sweep the Pacers in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, but see, now you're a better team.
True.
You know, you're not living and dying with one guy having a good game or a bad game. I like his rotation, and Sabonis is a monster. Everybody's looking at him and wishing you guys would make a mistake and get rid of him. He's pretty good, man. I like Sabonis. I've always been in love with Miles Turner. And Sabonis is the best thing for him, a physical guy with him until he gets strong enough in a few more years. But I just think Nate McMillan is playing this team very in almost the same vein that he had Portland. Athletic, but yet not afraid to play 5-on-5. Not afraid to defend out front, not afraid to be physical and never take a step back. You know, that was Nate's style of play when he played, and that's what you guys are. We just struggle beating you guys in this building. Last year was last year. You had Paul George, you know, but you're a better team right now.
Well, since you mentioned the Pacers, let's close with this. Not necessarily this season, but taking a look at what they have and looking ahead. Where do you see their areas of concern, things they need to address?
They need maturity. They need a guard. They need a dynamic guard. Let me give you a couple of names. I wish I could have gotten the kid from Utah. Mitchell. Solomon Mitchell. Dynamic. A pure scorer in the vein of Kyrie, but more athletic. You know, that kind of kid would help you greatly because this young kid is efficient. He knows he can score. He doesn't score until you need him. And that would give you that inner confidence for those other guys to do their thing. Someone in that kind of mold. I like the kid Kuzma, the young kid. You know, I think he's their best player. Kuzma's pretty good for the Lakers. And there's a lot of young kids, you know, so if you can just get a couple more pieces, we're looking too. We know we're old, so we need to start trying to get a couple young kids too. We do have one. Jetty Osman, the kid from Turkey, is pretty good. He's 6'8", likes to defend, can score, likes to play fast. He's going to be a good one.
Jim Jones had a very long, successful playing career in the NBA, and more recently has been a broadcaster for the Cleveland Cavaliers for a number of years and has been kind enough to stop by and share his expertise with us. As we look ahead to the Pacers road trip, which starts Sunday in Phoenix. I'm Mark Boyle. Let's turn things back over to Pat Boylan.
All right, Jim and Mark, thank you. Hey, if you haven't downloaded the Pacers app, this is highly recommended. Of course, a free app at the App Store and on pacers.com/app. You can get news, stories, all your interviews that you see online or on Twitter are also delivered to this app. And one of the cool features of it, you go to a game on game night, and you can very easily upgrade your seats. So let's say you're sitting in the balcony and all of a sudden you decide for just a few extra bucks you want to move into the club level. All you have to do is go onto that app and you can do that very easily on the Pacers app. On app stores or pacers.com/app if you don't have it. Highly recommended that you download here coming up for future games or just in general for Pacers coverage. I'm Pat Boylan. We have a lot more Pacers Weekly coming up here in just a little bit. We'll hear from Mark Monteith. But when we return, it's time for the highly anticipated Edge of Your Seat, Eddie White, Around the House interview. We'll see who he has tracked down here in just a moment on Pacers Weekly.
Through our local associates, Stanley Security, one of the world's leading global security providers, has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and service to the commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities. Stanley is a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and the official security products provider of the Indiana Pacers. Find out how Stanley Security can provide a solution for you at stanleysecurity.com.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Victor Oladipo. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they are one of the 10 largest companies in the state, providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at CNOINC.com. That's CNOinc.com. And let's go, Pacers.
Pacers fans, don't miss a game just because you're not in front of a TV. You can watch Pacers basketball anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
Stevenson scores and a foul.
Never miss a moment of the action. Launch the Fox Sports Go app on your phone or tablet. Sign in and stream the Pacers.
Here goes Oladipo.
Take every game, pregame, and postgame along for the ride no matter where you go. Watch Pacers basketball on Fox Sports Indiana. And when you're on the move, stream the Pacers anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
At St. Vincent, we know getting care for your everyday life means you need more than an everyday doctor. You need one that listens. And that's just what Ascension Doctors at St. Vincent do. Listening to you helps us see your whole picture. And with doctors who take the time to understand you, getting the care you need has never been easier. Find compassionate, personalized, and convenient care that is right for you at GetSt.VincentCare.com.
We continue with Pacers Weekly on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 317-239-1070 is the number to call in. I'm at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter. We have a couple questions in. We'll forward those over to Mark Monteith. He joins us a little bit later in the show. Hey, if you miss any of this show, perhaps you are doing your morning errands and had to stop into the grocery store, the entire show is podcasted on Pacers.com/sound. Or if you haven't subscribed to Pacers Sound on your favorite podcast app or on iTunes, highly recommended. That show goes there, as well as the Sideline Guys podcast with Jeremiah Johnson and me. And a whole lot of other Pacers content is on Pacers Sound, on SoundCloud, iTunes, podcasts. You know the drill. You can download, subscribe over on whatever site you'd like to download or subscribe at. All right, it is time. We have held Eddie White down just long enough, but he is bursting to get onto this show. So we go around the house with Eddie White now. Eddie?
Thanks, Patrick. It is once again time to go around the house. And speaking of the house is going to be rolling on Monday. Monday afternoon, Martin Luther King Day at 2 o'clock at Bankers Life. It really, it's one of my most favorite days of the year when the Harlem Globetrotters come to Indianapolis. Now, I can remember when I was a little kid seeing Curly Neal and Metal Arc Lemon, and I even know the referee was a guy named Riley Pitkoff. I mean, who remembers this stuff? But they were awesome, and they'll be here on Monday at 2 o'clock and joining us right now. Not only one of the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters, but one of only 15 women to play for the Harlem Globetrotters, the pride of Lexington, Kentucky, my new best friend, Hoops Green. Hoops, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Glad to have you here. Now, when did you first get an inkling that you could be a Harlem Globetrotter?
It started after I was playing professionally overseas. You know, I was posting videos on social media, and everybody was commenting and tagging them and mentioning them and just saying how the Globetrotters would be the perfect fit for me. So, you know, I took advantage of that and got hooked up with a recruiter. He invited me to try out, and here I am, 15th female representing.
What was in the videos?
I was just, you know, I was just doing some ball handling. It was nothing I didn't think was too crazy, but I guess everybody was impressed by it. It was just ball handling between the legs, behind the back, stuff like that. And then I also did post one that was blindfolded, and I guess that's where it got a lot of the attention.
That's
and, yeah, that one basically went viral, and everybody was impressed. So,
For the little kids listening out there, boys and girls, listening to how, you know, you went from Lexington, Kentucky to the Globetrotters, what, obviously you were blessed by God with great talent, but how much is the hard work? I mean, I'm going to assume when you're a little kid, you were working on ball handling stuff.
No, yeah, I've had a ball since I was about 4 years old. I picked it up, and I stuck with it. Every day I was practicing, working on my craft, and, you know, now I just try to continue to master it and just work on my game every day. I invest a lot of hours into it, and that's what it takes.
Speaking of a lot of hours, you got to spend a lot of hours either on buses and planes and whatever, yeah, traveling, because they are the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters, and those words, Globetrotters, those aren't just talking the talk. You guys walk the walk. You go all over the world.
Yeah, we're literally in a new city every day, city to city. We're all over the world. If you ask some of the players, my teammates, they've been to like 87 different countries. I'm still pretty new, so I've been to about 8. But I'm looking forward to it, being able to travel the world and, you know, play basketball.
Do you have a favorite place you've played besides Indianapolis?
Yeah, besides Indianapolis, I know it'll be Lexington, where I'm from. I play there this weekend, so I'm looking forward to that game. Also, I enjoy playing in San Antonio, Texas, but everywhere we go, it's different. It's always fun, and, you know, we just embrace it.
When you get to Lexington, there'll be a lot of family, friends, kids from grade school, high school. I mean, yeah. Do you feel a little extra pressure to perform?
I mean, not yet. I know there will be a lot of different types of emotion going on, but either way, I'm going to have fun, and I'm going to have a smile on my face, and I know it'll be a good show just because I know I have a huge support system there.
You talk to singers who go around the world in concerts, and, you know, as people like me who have zero talent, I can't do anything. I marvel at how they perform, like, night after night, you know, putting on a show, and they say feed off the fans. I got to assume you walk out there and you're not looking at some idiot like me singing, you know, at a concert, but you're looking at little kids, their smiles. I mean, that has to be the gas in your engine.
Definitely. You know, looking into the fans, we do see a lot of kids, and their reaction is amazing, how they feed off of us. And we feed off of them, too, with, you know, their energy. We react to it, and we enjoy it. But not only the kids, we have so much diversity in the fans, various ages, from young to old, and that's what makes the Globetrotters unique.
When you think Globetrotters, you think it's an entertainment element that can make people laugh from 3 years old to 103. I mean, and I don't know how many things in the world can do that. I mean, that's really special what you guys do. You guys are ambassadors of goodwill.
Yeah, we're definitely the ambassador of goodwill. We try to, you know, promote doing good, being kind. We just advocate that, and just being able to bring smiles to the game of basketball, it's really cool and something I'm really, you know, blessed to be a part of.
One of the pains in the necks of being a Globetrotter, if there is one, is one, you got to go to all these cities and do all these crazy interviews. How many interviews have you done this year, and is it safe to say this might be your, like, most favorite?
I would definitely. This is definitely my most favorite by far, easily. But, yeah, I do the PR tour. It's a lot. I can't even count the amount of interviews I've done. Like, every day, wake up at 5:30 or 3:30 in the morning and have interview after interview. But, you know, this is by far the best one.
Thank you. So I'll leave it. So I'm going to say that the best part, though, is when you walk on, they play that song, Sweet Georgia Brown. Yeah. That's your song.
Yep.
And you walk out there and you're ready to perform. I mean, I think it's safe to say they pay you to put up with idiots like me doing interviews. But that, something like that, you do that for free.
I definitely do that for free. It's such an iconic brand, and that's an iconic song. So when, you know, that song comes on, you hear it, the lights come on, and that's when, you know, it's showtime. It's time to have fun.
Showtime is going to be Monday at 2 o'clock at Bankers Life, the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters, Martin Luther King Day. It's always a treasure. It's become a tradition here in Central Indiana, the place to be. It's BLFMLK, the Harlem Globetrotters, 2 o'clock on Monday at 2. I'll be there, and Hoops will be there. Hoops, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you for having me.
How about that, Patrick? I'll see you 2 o'clock, Bankers Life on Monday.
All right, Eddie and Hoops, thank you. And, yeah, you can catch the Globetrotters on Monday, MLK Day, as Eddie referenced. And then listen to our Pacers coverage that night, Pacers and Jazz on Monday night. That's the second game of 5 straight on the road. That's a 9 o'clock local start. The Pacers go Phoenix, Utah, Portland, LAL, and San Antonio on this 5-game road stand before returning to take on the Phoenix Suns. Hey, when we return, we will close out this show with Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. He will digest last night's win, give you context on it, and preview that five-game road stand coming up. If you haven't checked out the Pacers team store, that's highly recommended. Some new jerseys coming in here recently, so if there was something maybe they didn't have in stock around Christmas time, they might have it now. PacersTeamStore.com, or you can check it out in person at Bankers Live Fieldhouse. Mark Monteith joins us when we return on Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct. We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848.
I love helping people get what they need. So when you order with ClickList from Kroger, I make sure you get everything you ask for, picked fresh and just the way you like it. Whole organic milk? Done. Two ripe bananas, one green, and today's fresh bread? Got it. With ClickList, I'm your personal shopper, so you can trust me to pick out the best produce, meats, and groceries, fresh, bagged, and ready when you arrive.
Order online, pick up curbside at store. Now featuring same-day pickup. Visit Kroger.com/ClickList.
Get the best seats at the best pricing for the greatest spectacle in racing. Tickets for the 2018 Indianapolis 500 presented by Pengrade Motor Oil and all of May's epic events at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway are on sale now. Be there for IndyCars crossing the bricks at over 230 miles per hour. The base dropping over the snake pit presented by Coors Light. And save a vacation day to rock out on Miller Lite Carb Day. Get your tickets now and save at Indy500.com. Is it May yet?
Pacers fans, check out the new Pacers team store located inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Get all the best Pacers gear, plus the best brands, including Nike, 47, New Era, and Under Armour. Also, make sure to look for the game night specials during all Pacers home and away games to steal a great deal. Can't make it to the store? Grab all the gear at thepacersteamstore.com. The Pacers team store, the place for all your Pacers needs.
We are wrapping up Pacers Weekly on 1070 The Fan, 107.5 FM. I am Pat Boylan. Fort Wayne Mad Ants have won three of their last four. I want to make sure we get that Mad Ants update in. They've won three of their last four, most recently losing to the Oklahoma City Blue, a 110-108 loss on the road. That was in the D-League showcase on ESPNU, but they'd won their previous three. The Fort Wayne Mad Ants playing well. Their next game is on Saturday, January the 13th, that is today at 1 o'clock, so it's coming up in a couple of hours. All you have to do is like the team on Facebook, and those games are streamed live there. Joining us now to close out the show, taking the place of Jeremiah Johnson, who's with us at the top of the show, is Mark Monteith. Mark, let's start with Lance Stephenson. His effort off the bench was certainly noticed. His back and forth with LeBron James was certainly noticed, and James, in the next couple of minutes, looked like he was going to take over, but down the stretch, missed a couple of shots. The Pacers got a couple of stops. But what did you think Lance Stephenson's impact was?
You know, it's amazing, Pat. You look at the Pacers stats, and Lance Stephenson is their seventh leading scorer. He averages 9 points a game. He's an average shooter, you know, 31% from the three-point line. None of his stats jump out. If you just looked at that, you'd think, he's okay, but there's nothing special about that guy. But you watch the games, it's a whole different story, the impact he has on this team. And I thought last night, more than as much as any game he's ever played for the Pacers, kind of showed that. I mean, the bravado he brings to the team, which it badly needs, the engagement with the fans, which certainly comes back to the players, all of that, his impact is just incredible. And last night was another example. He, challenging LeBron the way he did, and actually getting under LeBron's skin a little bit, getting that technical foul, made that one of the most entertaining games of the season easily. And they've had a lot of entertaining games at the Fieldhouse this year. So he's just a unique player, boy, the way he engages with fans and the confidence he shows, the big shots he'll hit. He's become a much better defender. He, you're not going to say he shut down LeBron by any means, but he certainly took on the challenge. And I thought it was interesting last night, and I put this in my story on Pacers.com. There was a point last night where I noticed he seemed really agitated, and he was emotional, upset about something. And I saw Darren Collison talking to him. This is during a free throw. Sabonis had a couple free throws in the fourth quarter. And Collison talked to him, and then Thad Young came over and talked to him. And I asked Lance about it later. He said, well, I was mad at myself because LeBron had scored on me, you know. And after that technical foul, you know, it did look like LeBron might take over the game. And he had a couple buckets. And then later LeBron got a field goal on Lance. And Lance was mad at himself. It's like, what can I do? What am I doing wrong? What's wrong? And he was mad at himself. And his teammates were just saying, hey, you're okay. Just stay in front of him and try to get into him, that kind of thing. So, you know, Lance never gets mad at teammates. He doesn't get mad that he's not getting the ball. He doesn't get mad if he's taken out of the game. He only gets frustrated with himself. And he's really, as you know, a really good team guy, both on the court and in that locker room. And his impact on this team has really been immeasurable.
James had 27 points last night. It took him 25 shots to get there, though. So all things considered, the Pacers did a decent job on him. Let's talk Darren Collison. He hits his first 9 shots, goes 9 of 11 from the floor. He leads the Pacers in scoring in a game where they beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. And yet, all of that, you would never guess that the moment that he was probably best known for last night came on, A, the defensive end, and B, against LeBron James.
Yeah, it was interesting. That happened so quickly that I didn't realize at the time, but Collison called for that switch. You know, the Cavs inbounded the ball, and Collison called the switch that put him on LeBron instead of Lance. And he, you know, he joked afterward that, you know, what's going through your mind? Oh, prayer. But he was trying to stay in front of him, and he did a good job of cutting LeBron off on the baseline. He was just hoping LeBron would have to take a step back jumper, and he's going to try to get a hand up. But LeBron went, tried to go baseline, and Collison got over there quick enough that LeBron really had no choice but to step out of bounds. And really, defense, for the most part, is Collison's only weak spot, I think. You know, he shoots it well from the field. He's among the top, you know, 10 shooters in three-point percentage. He's close to a 90% three-point shooter, I think, by missing that one last night. He's at 88.5. So, you know, his shooting is really good. His assist-turnover ratio, I believe he's now third in the league in that. He's been among the leaders all year. So for him to make a defensive play like that is kind of surprising, but that obviously was absolutely crucial.
Mark Monteith is with us. Mark, we have a couple minutes here. Nate McMillan in his rotation down the stretch, it's a different group almost every time, and Miles Turner being out certainly has something to do with that. But in general, maybe a little bit bigger picture, what are your thoughts with how he changes that final rotation in the game depending on the opponent in the situation?
Yeah, I think he's been really good. I don't think he's gotten credit for that, you know, because he doesn't have a set closing rotation, and a lot of coaches do. And, you know, a lot of teams, there's probably an obvious closing rotation. But this team, there isn't. And Nate has really gone with the flow of the game every time out. And it's partly who's going well. It's partly what the defensive needs are. But we've seen games with Miles Turner on the bench at the end. We've seen games with Lance on the bench at the end. We've seen games with Collison on the bench at the end. Bogdanovich is sometimes in, sometimes not. You know, so I think Nate's been really good about that. This is the team I think you have to be flexible with and match up to the opponent and kind of go with the flow of the game. And I think Nate's done really well with that. He's, you know, the Pacers have made a lot of great comebacks this year. And some of the credit for that, I think, has to go with the way Nate has manipulated his rotation and who he's had out there.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith is with us. Mark, the Pacers head to the road for 5 straight. So what do the fans have to look forward to on Pacers.com?
Well, there will still be game coverage and all kinds of coverage of whatever is going on with the team and with the franchise. I think the road trip is going to be fascinating. You know, we always try to block it off and say, well, you got to win this many. Who knows? But I think it's a crucial road trip. The Pacers have always gone west much earlier than this. I got to believe they're all happy to get out of town, get away from this weather, get into warmer weather. We talked in December how they really didn't take advantage of that favorable schedule. I think this road trip is one opportunity to kind of make up for that and get some wins back that maybe you gave up at home. So it'll be interesting what the conversation is at the end of this road trip for this team.
All right, that's Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. Mark, we will talk to you on Sunday night as a part of Pacers pregame coverage that begins at 7:30. Thanks for your time here this morning.
All right. Thanks, Pat.
All right. That's Mark Monteith. Pacers and Phoenix Suns. Our coverage right here starts at 7:30 on Sunday. That'll do it for this week's Pacers Weekly. For our producer, David Deering, I'm Pat Boylan. We will talk to you at 10 a.m. next Saturday morning for next week's Pacers Weekly.